Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, and oh my God, so very sexy people. Good morning, Thursday morning. Guys, all I can say is it's happening happily, fast, magnificently, incredibly, miraculously. And, you know, if you want your life to start working that way more, get on board with this work and work it. As AA says, the work works if you work it. If you keep your heart open, you live in love, you live in joy, you know exactly what you want, you state it, you commit to it, you take action toward it, and then you let it go, you will absolutely create what you want. You have to. The universe has to respond to you unless you're doing all the above and saying it's not going to work anyway. People are selling homes that they've been trying to sell for over a year or more. We're doubling and tripling our incomes. We're clearing up diseases in our bodies and maladies in our bodies that have been there for a long time. Just essentially living a happier, more fulfilled life. My intention, and I want to state this in front of everybody, is to get this work out to the world. Everybody has heard every possible healing modality there is in this world. Okay? We've got to start living it. We've got to start doing it. And our mission is to ripple out into the world how to do that by the information we know and the examples we set. So I'm going to give you the highlights of what have come in the last 3 or 4 days, and there's many of them because I've done a couple of very big shows, and for all of you that are listening that tuned in to any of those, thank you really from my heart for coming forward to supporting me on those amazing shows. There was some great information that came out, and again, your support helps us ripple it out to the world. When I dropped to my knees, oh, lo, those many years ago, and said, I want a way we can heal ourselves, that was my intention, that we heal ourselves, that we get it out to everybody, and the world heals itself. So here are the highlights. One, to create what you want, you must turn away from the reality that you see your life as now. Let me say it again. To create what you want, you must turn away from the reality your life is at right now. The reality, what we're calling reality, is an illusion. You absolutely have the ability to create a new reality, but not if you keep focused on this one. Okay. They gave me a lot of information about our new prayer, and what the prayer does is, and thanks to Warren for this, brings the prayer and the intention and the statement together as one. Now, why is that important? Because two or more energies must be together, coming together, in order for us to shift the energy. So two or more are gathered, right? That can be you and me, that can be you and God, that can be you and an intention, that can be you and another person. But what has to be in place is two energies are coming together to work on creating the same outcome. When we bring two or more energies together in love, which is what we do on these shows, miraculous things can happen and we shift the entire cosmos. So I really do want you to understand how important it is, the work that you're doing individually on yourself, with others, and therefore for the world. We are not just doing this work for our itty-bitty selves. We are doing this for the expansion of the cosmos. And that came in very, very clearly. Okay. The next thing is it's incredibly important for you all to know that you're there. I am there, and I'm going to have fun being here. If you're still looking for redemption about anything, not forgiving yourself for something, if you're still judging yourself, belittling yourself, judging anybody else, belittling them, saying that's the reason why I can't, then you are sinning against yourself, my beautiful people. You're there, you're God. Get on with creating now in the empowerment of who you are. And I want to read the prayer quickly. And again, they're saying the prayer is the only prayer ever needed for manifestation in any subject. The prayer is also, I am divine love. It is also the symbol that we work with. And for some reason, right now, until our psyches really put those three together, we are claiming all of them. So you will hear me, goodness, excuse me, claim all of them today. All right, so here is the prayer. Please join me consciously in divine love in claiming this. Oh, and they're saying pull up something, anything that you really want to create or you're having a problem with right now. Just one thing. So around every reason that we do not have this, believe that we cannot create this, and the full manifestation of this, we are joining together to claim, I am the frequency of the balance of masculine, feminine, child, and belief systems in the radiation of my light. Within the electrical balance of the electromagnetic whole, within the whole, also known as the body of consciousness, the heart, brain, soul, spirit, emotions, and intentions. I direct this through divine love. I invoke the rays, flames, and lights and the golden light. I am whole. I am God. And this is my power. And I claim this for all energy in all dimensions integrated into my divine self. I honor myself and the world. And so it is. For those of you that might be tuning in for the first time, in our community, we look at God as all thought and all possibility. And no one can think a thought for us, make us take an action, make us hold a perspective that we do not allow. Therefore, we are in charge of our own energy. We are in charge of the direction of our own energy. And therefore, we are definitely the creators and the gods of our own energy. Okay, I can go to the calls. Let's see what you brilliant people are bringing in today. Jill in Illinois, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi, you know, you're covering, like, what is going on with me.
Look at the surprise on our face, Jill. What's up, baby?
I'm just having a lot of anxiety, and I'm processing a lot of stuff, a lot of abuse from my family, and I'm trying to let it go. And, you know, I was told all my life I'm bad, no good, not deserving, and I'm trying to get past that, and I'm having a lot of anxiety.
Well, so we're claiming the prayer, the symbol, I am divine love around all of this. The first thing they want to tell you is try to pick up a chair.
Okay.
You either pick the chair up or you don't pick it up, right?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Well, I'm telling you what it means. You either pick the chair up or you don't. So in the word trying is your anxiety.
Okay.
If you want to be over it, Jill, be over it.
Okay.
And the way that we come to peace with something like that is to know that energetically, the more we hold it, the more we try to work through it, the more we talk about it, the more we dwell in it, the more we damage our own energy.
Okay.
It makes our blood pressure go up. It makes our body break down.
Okay.
It creates mental and emotional stress. Guys, if everybody could just get that this was all planned out, and it was planned out by you, and you picked the parents that created the situation around which you wanted to learn the most about in this lifetime. So, Jill, this is what the channel's offering you. You really wanted to learn in this lifetime that you were the only one that was important around whether you honored you, you loved you, you accepted you, and you told yourself how magnificent you are. Nobody else really matters. So you're at choice in this moment, my beautiful, fabulous person, to keep doing to yourself what they did to you.
Yes.
Or to start focusing on how magnificent you are, saying, screw it, I'm moving on. I'm going to be joyful. I'm going to love myself. I'm going to start looking at how freaking awesome I am. So what do you want to choose, Jill? To pick the chair up or not?
See, I think the anxiety, too, is like I'm actually letting the energy move and letting it go. But it doesn't feel good.
I get a yes in that. But that tells me that there's a belief that in order for me to heal, it has to be a struggle. In order for me to love myself, it has to be hard. I have to be anxious about it. I have to fight it. Well, that's not our natural state. Have you ever watched a little kid have a temper tantrum?
Yes.
They are screaming. They are turning red. They are kicking their arms and legs. You set the toy down by them. They go, okay, thanks. It's done. It's over. Well, it can be done and over for us, too, that easily.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart?
Yes, thank
you.
Because
you get up every morning. You get up every morning before you get out of that bed, and you go, my intention today is love myself and admire myself and respect myself and tell myself how awesome I am. And it's going to be real easy for me to do because that's how I've chosen to do it. I'm letting it flow, God, and come in and join me, all energy, whatever you call the all energy. Come in now. I've committed to the easy, effortless flow of this. This is what I want, and you've got to come in and partner with me here now. And then let it go, Jill. Let it go.
Hey.
All right, darling?
Thank you.
Yes, and now do it. Now you have to do what I just gave you.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I do feel better already.
Good. Well, yes, because you got your power back, baby.
Right, it doesn't, when you talk about it, it doesn't seem that hard.
And it's not, Jill, and that's the belief you have to turn around, okay? But you do have to walk the talk, baby. You do have to watch your thoughts and choose your thoughts. And when you find yourself thinking, oh, my God, it's so hard and I'm so anxious, you go, Jill, stop it. You just stop it now. You know it's easy. You've claimed that it's easy. You said you were going to let it be easy. Now just get on with it.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Steve in New York, I'm sure you can affirm what I just said to
no,
her
I
because
absolutely,
you learned it, didn't you?
I did. Some days I'm still, however, in shock. And I swear I do not do the breathing exercise and say I am in shock. I swear. And
what
I know
do you mean? You're in shock in a good way or in a bad way?
Well, I had a wonderful acting session and an acting workshop this week where I learned a large chunk of the work that I didn't quite know how to do, and I am in bliss about that. And years ago, I would have been, oh, he thinks I can't act. I'm a terrible actor. And none of that happened.
I have your answer, Steve.
Okay.
Sorry. But they're saying when you said you're in bliss about that, it went right to no.
Really?
Okay. So this is going to tie right into Jill. When everything is easy and effortless and joyful and blissful, we get anxious. We get anxious because it's so easy. And, oh, my God, I'm there. Holy hell, what do I do now that I'm there? What do? You just live in bliss, and that's okay.
Wow.
So go ahead. We have to balance that for everybody by invoking the prayer, I am divine love and the symbol. Okay, go ahead.
About a month ago, you said that Matthew and I would not be bickering anymore. Is that because we're going to be divorced?
Well, if you're divorced, you won't be bickering, will you?
Well, no. Oh, I guess I got my answer. Because for a while, we stopped fighting because we would be quoting you all day.
Yes,
and,
but you see, quoting me is not living what the channel is bringing forward.
Right.
And if you don't live it, which is what I said to Jill, guys, do you understand this is the apex of everything we've been doing? This is it. You either have to live it or you won't.
Yeah.
So bickering is not loving yourself, it's not honoring yourself, and it sure as hell not loving and honoring the other person.
No.
So if you're going to walk it and do it. And if you're not, move on.
Yeah.
And hold on, there is something else. I'm going to the sheets. Oh, we're going to the second sheet. We haven't been back there in a while, have we?
No.
We're going to the genetic list here. Oh, this doesn't surprise me. In most of my privates this week, we've been back to genetic poisoning. And they're saying, again, remember, everybody, that genetics through our channel is an idea that everyone has decided and agreed to agree upon. Okay? So sorry, I keep sneezing today. You and Matthew,
yeah,
are not genetically in a family way bonded, but you have genetically poisoned yourself by agreeing to one belief, and I'm going to get to it, this page here. Remember, guys, this is for everybody. Anything you hear on the show is yours, so stay present. One, two, okay. Those are the highest and most correct, most complete words. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. I don't think I have enough energy to walk my talk, to choose my thoughts, to live in the creation of what I want to be every moment. And that's sure as heck for all of us today. So we're all, please, opening your hearts in divine love. We are around, I have enough energy and I don't have enough energy to be the creative force of me. We are invoking the prayer, the symbol, I am divine love. And so it is. This prayer is very powerful, guys, very powerful. It deals with your electrical and electromagnetic system within your energy, because many of these things are literally neuropathways, electrical neuropathways that are ingrained in us from pretty much time immemorial. And that It's why you must be conscious of your thoughts. I've spent all week doing forgiveness work, per Edwin Gaines, around a lady that I was in reaction to at the sci-fi weekend last weekend. I did not walk my talk. I did not do the work around her, and I wasn't even aware that I wasn't doing it until I got home. And I laid down and I said, okay, who do I need to forgive? And that was the first, and I went, oh, my God. I did that all weekend. But I didn't beat myself up. I said, good for you, Dee, good for you, that you're willing to lay here now and go, I wasn't present, and I allowed, you know, that old stuff to run me instead of just opening my heart and sending her love. I went into reaction. So good for me. I get to practice my forgiveness work now and honor myself for doing that. So that's what I would suggest to you and Matthew.
Yeah.
Okay?
Should I do, I mean, I'm breathing, I honor myself and I'm honored by the world, and I am doing what
yeah,
I love
well,
for a living.
Let's yeah. add, and I honor the world to that.
Okay.
Both of you.
Okay.
You see, guys, if you can't dishonor someone else if you are really honoring yourself. It's not possible, because when you dishonor any other energy, you dishonor the purity of the creation of your own.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
I love you so much.
I love you too, sweetheart. And you guys can do this. You're just at an apex, and you're at an apex together. So it makes it twice as more dynamic. Be aware of what's going on and work together. Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Pardon me.
Hi, Miss Alicia in California. You're on?
Hello, my fruity, juicy, sexy mama.
Yes, I am, baby.
I need a de-infusion. What's coming up is, I guess it was Monday's call or something, you would talk about the work, you know, in clearing where you feel dishonored. And I think that's tying into my money stuff, because I created a job where I'm a kind of a contractor, and the possibility of making money is there, and it's just dribbling and drabbling in, and then I get in the disappointment, the universe isn't honoring what I'm asking and focusing on, and then it sucks me in, and I'm a little bit stuck on how to,
well,
it
guys,
feels like it's not working.
It's really easy. If the world isn't honoring you, you're not honoring yourself.
No.
The world just mirrors back to you what you're holding in your own energy, Alicia. You know that. You
mm-hmm.
just forgot. So, wow. The highest thing that you can focus on is I honor myself with easy, effortless money flow. I honor myself with easy, effortless money flow. That's a good one for all of us. You know, that feels really good to me. I told you when I was doing the breathing exercise with I Am Easy Effortless Money,
mm-hmm.
oh, my God, it was like something opened up in the universe and it just poured in. But you've got to know that once you do that, that this contracting job will absolutely deliver it, or it will fall away and you'll create something else that will. But you see, it's that trust place.
Hmm.
That's the moment of choice between the all possibility that we are and our body of consciousness that takes on our direction. The moment of choice is, oh, my God, you know, I'm not being honored. Whoa, wait a minute. What was that thought?
Hmm.
That thought doesn't support me honoring me. That thought doesn't support me making money. That thought doesn't encourage the universe to give me what I want. So therefore, I have to change that thought.
Hmm. How may I ask a question? How do you do that in the in-between time when like roles aren't showing up for you on the TV? Because you were talking about that. Because I want to stay in that knowing and trusting, like you're saying, that it's going to flow easily.
Then you've got to choose to take yourself into experiences that give you that. So close your eyes right now. Just close your eyes right now, everybody. Close your eyes right now and go into your imagination, open your heart, and imagine that the thing you want, you already have. The money's flowing in. You have a fabulous relationship with someone who loves you. Actually, many relationships, job relationships, romantic relationships, friend relationships, all who are honoring you. What does it feel like to get up every morning and go, oh my God, I have everything I want. Look, I can feel me walking in the office. I can feel how much I'm loved. I can just go, wow, where can we go out to dinner tonight? Because I've made the money and it's just coming in and I feel so safe and secure. Can you see what I'm, how often a day do you guys do that? That is what's going to create what you want.
And go ahead.
We just spend more time worrying than we do creating. So go ahead.
And I just realized what I do as you were going through that. I was thinking of the yeah, but.
Yeah. Well, it's the yeah, but that creates it going away.
Yeah.
It's the yeah, but that creates you limiting your possibility. Well, it's possible that I can make $1,000 this week. That's my possibility. Yeah, but. And I go back to the very first thing I said, Alicia. You must look away from your reality to create the reality you want, because the yeah, but is all about the reality. We want to create the dream.
Yes.
So that's our reality. So you guys, in this moment, you get to choose, do I believe her or not? Do I believe the channel or not? Is that how I create, or do I have to keep worrying and fretting and struggling and doing all that crap that my parents taught me? What do you want to choose, guys? I'm not saying you don't take action, because you know I teach you that you do. But you got to do this first. And then you're inspired to take action. You're inspired to create.
Thank you for clarifying that.
You bet.
Get one more time for my little brain.
And if you're using your whole brain, that's a good thing. If you're talking about your mind, get out of it and drop into your heart.
Yes, I'm doing that new prayer more and more and more and more and more.
Yes, and do the new prayer being conscious that you are a participant with it.
Right.
Yes, that's very important, guys. You are a participant. The prayer and the prayer come together. And when two or more are gathered together, creation happens.
Oh, thank you.
So that's the difference between praying to God and praying with God. And I just got seriously energy just shot through my body. That was the first time the channel ever, that was a whole realization for me. We don't pray to God, we pray with God. And those of us that pray with God or with the Force or with divine love, that is the explanation of two or more energy together. Wow, that was worth the whole call right there. Thank you for that, Alicia. Many blessings,
thank you,
honey.
Mwah.
Okay, we're claiming the prayer around the positive and the negative of everything that we've just talked about, and we're moving to Carrie in Ohio. Tootsie Rama, what's up?
You're so beautiful, Dee. I feel so blessed just to listen and participate. And I know that I'm doing this work, like, every day. I feel it in every way.
Okay, there's one thing that you're dropping out on, and that's, okay, you need to be clear in your choice, they're saying.
Yes, well, that's actually, I didn't even know what to ask you because I have so many questions about choice and creating.
Okay, my beautiful people, you have to choose. You have to say, this is what I want, and I am choosing to create it. Otherwise, God, the universe, the force sits out there and tapping its foot going, dude, will you make up your mind? You know, I'm like waiting out here, but you're not clear. And then I can't be clear, and I don't know what the heck you want to create.
So how do you get clear on the creation that you want to create? Because I feel like I'm participating in creating things, and then I'm second-guessing them and saying, well, I can
do
better than that.
Carrie, that's the yeah but that we just talked about with Alicia. So again, you have to walk the talk. Every time the yeah buts or that disclaimer comes in, you have to consciously bring yourself back to, oh no, that's old stuff. I'm not doing that. That's not going to create what I want. I'm wasting my time. This is what I want, and I'm allowing myself to know that I deserve it. And it's created for me right now. And you hold your focus on that joyfully, because joy is a big part of it, with an open heart, and that's how you create. So tell me one thing you want, Carrie.
One thing I want right now is my sense of smell.
Okay. So, again, everybody, you must claim what you want in order to have it. I am the God of Carrie, who has an awesome sense of smell. And then your mind goes, yeah, but you don't, Carrie. And you go, well, thank you, but I'm creating that because I am that. I'm the God that gets to say, I have a great sense of smell. And I'm going to say it, and I'm going to feel it, and I'm going to go into my imagination, and I'm going to smell peaches, and I'm going to smell garlic, and I'm going to smell roses. I'm going to go into my imagination and experience my sense of smell, and then I will have it. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, that's the one thing you haven't been doing. So we've got a theme here going, guys. You know? And that's, you're not taking yourself into the experience or bringing yourself back to the experience of what you want.
That, Dee, and I get distracted. I mean, like the ex-boyfriend starts saying, come to Bali, study yoga, and says all the things that I love and wants to make a family with me, and those are, and then I get distracted of what I'm really doing here in my parents' house, which is reclaiming my health and my smell and my focus and my joy.
Okay, well, what's going to give you joy? Going to Bali or staying home? Which gives you more joy?
Well, my beloved wolf dog is home with me, so I don't want to leave her while I still have her.
I didn't ask that. I asked you what gives you more joy. You see, you went right into your head. Fall into your heart. What feels more joyful? What feels more joyful, Bali or where you're at right now?
Bali, but it doesn't
okay.
really include him, though. I mean, Bali sounds great. But I want to...
And you're fine to be with the ex-boyfriend and all that?
That's the thing. I'm not clear. I don't feel like I'm in love with him, and I don't want to just gallivant because I can with him.
Okay, so let's find what the thread is that runs through all of this. Well, okay. You're right. It's I'm not clear. So that is if you really want to get clear, I do the breathing exercise for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And just use I am clear, which has a lot to do with your nose, by the way.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, your nose, it sounds stuffed up to me, is it?
Yes, I mean.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, so you see, your nose is your body coming forward to go, okay, where can I be congested so that she'll focus on that? Maybe she'll get the metaphor, you know?
That's
gosh, how, my
nose isn't
clear.
Unfortunately, that's how I've created a lot of my spiritual awakenings are by getting severely injured or hurt.
Well, you just keep doing that if that's working for you. But
no,
not...
Dee, I want a new book. I want clarity.
Well,
I want to live
from
my joy.
Well, you're the only one that can write it, though, Carrie.
I want to write the new book.
You're not, though. If you want to write it, write it. You're already there, guys. There's nothing more spiritually you have to get to other than I'm there and I'm the creator of me, period. That's the only spiritual thing you came to learn. I get to choose whether I'm clear. I get to choose whether I'm joy. You know, and really the channel is saying you can go to Bali, you can stay there. It really doesn't make any difference because you won't be happy either place until you choose to be.
Hmm. Wow.
And that's all the information they're giving me for you, baby cakes. So start claiming yourself as clear.
Okay.
And that I am clarity. Because
thank you.
If you keep saying, you know, I'm just not clear, I'm just not clear, you are giving your energy a direction to never be clear. Do you understand?
Yes. And
okay.
Successfully, I am looking in the mirror, and I do see, like, the little girl that I saw as a little girl, the one who loved herself in the mirror. And
good.
Then there was that other part of me that always played the wounded, like, oh, I'm the doctor, and I was always fixing the broken and wrapping the ankles.
Okay,
so,
well, then I would integrate both those parts of you and tell them you don't need to fix anything anymore. The doctor game is over, and you're just there to create easily, effortlessly, and joyfully.
Okay.
And so it is. Thank you, baby.
Thank you, baby.
Okay. Claiming the prayer. And we're claiming, they're still clarifying this for me, guys. Claiming the prayer, invoking the prayer, the symbol I am divine love, around both sides. So I have it, I don't have it. It is, it isn't. We're covering both sides. Sharon in Montana. Dude, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, it's great here. I'm on my way to Custer with my dad to go fishing.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just wanting to put the intention out to go to Creation Station here.
Well, come on, baby. We're taking
sign-ups
right now. It's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on. I just need to be sponsored. That's what I put my attention up for.
You know, guys, I want to speak to that a minute. Because you either need to be sponsored or you need to create the money. So, you know, I don't want to... I don't want to dispel the possibility that you can be sponsored, but I also want to encourage you to create your own money. If you set the intention to come, you need to create the money. Now, you can create the money by being sponsored, but you still have to create the money. So, again, many of you that are saying, and pardon me, Sharon, because they're using you to teach this lesson. So I want to acknowledge you for asking what you want. And oftentimes when we ask for what we want from someone else, we stop creating for ourselves. And they say, that doesn't work. That's not two or more people coming together. That's, can somebody do it for me? And that takes you out of the equation. So for all of you that have come forward to be sponsored. I want you to get busy looking inside and saying, my intention is to go. How can I create the money and start? Or how can I create the experience as a higher client? That I am choosing to live in that experience always and completely. Now, how can I create it and start there? Okay, baby?
Sounds good.
Okay. Love you. Have a great time fishing.
I'm going to.
See, you know, fishing is a great metaphor. You go, you're not really, you know, connected with whether you get a fish or not. You're going for the experience. You're going for the experience of being with somebody and going for the experience of enjoying yourself and relaxing. And, you know, you don't put your thing in going, am I putting the bait in right? Am I in the right place? Am I, oh my God, am I doing this right? Am I holding my pole right? Am I, you know, you just go, you have your intention, I'm going fishing. You put your pole in, you sit there, you relax, and you allow the fish to come to you. But you have created a very clear intention that feels good from an open heart, and then you allow it to be released as you hold your focus on it. You got to hold the pole to fish. That's just the same as holding the... So what's coming through the channel is, do I love myself enough to create and receive it all? So do you? Ask yourself right now. Do I love myself enough to create and receive it all? Well, I'm claiming I do. Everybody take a stand. And around us choosing and not choosing, knowing and not knowing that we love ourselves enough, we're invoking the prayer, I am divine love, and the symbol. And we're moving on. Okay, Daryl in Atlanta. Hi, you're on.
Hello,
Daryl?
Beautiful goddess. I do too love myself enough to accept what I create. Where can we find that prayer that you started off with so we can print it out?
My darling, I believe it's on the e-blast. Do you get my e-blast?
I do. Thank you very much.
Okay, it should be on there. Well, y'all, you got to open the links and stuff. If it's not, I will make sure that I put it on for my community on my e-blast and send it out on Monday. Okay, Daryl?
That's great. Can I say a quick plug for Edwin Gaines, please?
Yes, you sure can.
I have been to her workshop and her retreat center a couple of times and for a fabulous weekend workshop that always includes an optional firewalk.
Yes.
Awesome.
Did you do it?
I did it.
Walked off that in blind faith, did you?
Yes.
Are you living your life like that now?
Well, that's why I called. I'm experiencing a great chasm between where I want to be and where I am. And I'm feeling better after listening to this phone call, Dee.
Daryl, you don't think it's possible. There's something in, and I'm going right to your dad. What was your dad's message to you about it's not possible to have everything you want?
My dad was my spiritual mentor.
Okay.
A giant. I don't know what that might have been.
Well, where do you want to be? There's a part of you, they're saying, that you just, the chasm is too large. You don't think you can make that jump. So where do you want to be?
I know I can make the jump.
Tell me what
purchase I'm having right now. My car needs a new engine, but I have a loaner car. I have a rent-free place to live. So, you know, things are going good in that respect, but I don't even have enough money to do what I want to this weekend.
Well, that's because you're living off of other people. And you got to start creating for yourself, which goes right back into the information they brought in for Sharon in Creation Station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't, well, those are the words they're giving me, Daryl, live off other people and jump the huge chasm into conscious financial creation. It's an oxymoron. It doesn't go together.
They're saying I cannot?
Well, they're saying the principles of creation don't come together with I'm not going to create for myself.
Okay.
I'm going to live
right.
off other energy, and yet I
right.
want to create this huge jump into financial freedom. Well, in order to do that, you have to take control of your own financial life.
Well, that's why I've got a 30 or 60-day window of opportunity right now to create that and manifest it and make it happen.
Good. So I take responsibility for the creation of my life. Hold on. That's not the highest thing. I take responsibility for the financial creation of my life. That's your claim. That's your highest claim. So, hey, let's all jump in there and agree. Let's come together. We'll be two or more right now. I take responsibility for the creation of my financial life, expanding it out exponentially as large as I want it to be. And doing that and not doing that, having that and not having that, and not being that, we are invoking the prayer, I am divine love, and the symbol. And so it is.
So be it.
That's your answer, baby. Go do it now. Take action, Daryl.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
bye-bye. Miss Solita, I haven't talked to you in forever. What's up, baby?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes. I sing that to myself some mornings.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I'm going to start doing a good morning to you, hot, juicy
yes.
mama. Good morning,
good morning
to you.
Good morning to us. Good morning to
Let's
us.
All do that every morning. Get up and dance naked in the mirror and go, good morning to you. You're so hot and fabulous. Good morning to you.
Oh, yes.
Now that's creating, you see.
Yeah, it's so
for sure,
fun.
Sure, that's creating. What can we do for you, baby?
Well, this morning I woke up and I was talking to my body about pain in my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said to Steve, I think it was, about genetic poisoning.
Yes.
And then I got that pain is a form of genetic poisoning.
You bet it is. Thank you for that.
Oh, can we?
It's a belief that we've all agreed to believe in. And it's extremely prevalent in our country because we are hypnotized and our focus is drawn to constantly pain, disease, and the pills you need to be okay. So, yeah, let's balance that, guys, because we don't need to believe in that belief.
Yeah.
We're the gods of us that are free to choose to believe in flow, energy flow, okay, and feeling great and being filled with energy and love.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we want. We invoke the prayer, the symbol, I am divine love, which means I accept me unconditionally. I love me unconditionally in this life. And so it is.
So it is.
Wow. Dude, thanks for bringing that in. I love you, baby.
Love you too.
I'm
going to
start
everybody.
Singing that every morning now. I like that. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're going to Sally in New York. Whoops, wait a minute. I didn't get you on. Okay, hi, Sally.
Hi, Dee. How are you doing?
I'm having a lot of fun. How are you doing?
Well, I'm good. I just wanted to let you know that in the past couple of weeks, this show has exploded into something fabulous.
Thank you.
And
now, let's
all
get it out. Can everybody on the show today let one other person know about this show so I can keep it on the air? Seriously,
sure.
I'm asking for what I want, and we need to build the show up. So thank you for that testimonial, and what else can we do for you?
Well, I want to see, I live in New York, and I want to see Stephen's paintings.
You want to see Stephen's paintings?
Yes. How do I do that? I've never heard anybody say his last name or where he's showing his artwork, and I know that he's going to Texas soon, but...
Now,
I visit Long Island a lot, and I want to see.
I think you're talking about Kirk.
Oh, it's Kirk.
Even
it is
the
Kirk.
Actor.
Right, it is Kirk. But Kirk does acting also, doesn't he?
I believe so, yes. And I'm looking at the... It's so funny. I'm looking at the switchboard, and two people below you is Kirk.
Oh.
So,
well, maybe he can tell me where to see his things, his paintings.
Okay. So, Stephen, I'm sure Stephen's listening.
Yes,
can
ma'am.
You call hello, darling. Can you call Kirk with Sally's number so they can hook up?
I can actually put them both in the screen room at the same time and they can talk to each other.
Okay.
Does that work for you, Sally?
I
doesn't know how
I'm
to do that.
I don't know how to do that.
She doesn't know how to do that.
But he's a public person now, isn't he? So shouldn't that be broadcast?
Well,
so
you know what? I'll just let you off and I'll bring him on, okay?
Okay. But I also wanted to let you know that I've been reading metaphysical stuff and doing stuff for years and years and years, but sporadically. So now I know from listening to you that I have to do it every single day.
Yes, every moment.
And it feels really good.
Yes, because ultimately, guys, when you get past that time of, I forgot and I didn't do it and I forgot to bring me back, more and more and more you move into freedom. Do you understand? You get up in the morning and you go, I am not at the whim of this world any longer. I am the world. And I have a say about how this day goes. And that's powerful, guys. It's powerful and
thank
joyful,
you very
and it's
much,
freedom.
Thank you for pounding that into us.
Thank you. You will think those thoughts. You will think those thoughts. Okay, so we have permission to give your phone number out, Sally?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, darling. Thanks for that testimonial. Right. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Love you, too.
All right. Well, obviously, I'm going to Kirk. Hi, Kirk. Isn't that nice to hear somebody wanting to know where to find you?
It is. It is.
Okay, now I'm going to take a moment to teach a little lesson here really quickly. If a caller came on and said, where do I find Kirk? I don't know where to find him. That's the first clue to you to direct your energy that I am more visible. I am seen. I am found. Everybody finds me who wants to find me. That's how the universe talks to you, right there, if you're conscious enough to hear it. So that's your job now. Do we have permission to give your phone number to Miss Sally?
Absolutely.
Okay, Stephen, you're on it. I know Stephen's going to handle that. Okay, so very quickly, Kirk, can you tell me what you need?
I, after Monday's call, I tapped into what I want and being in that state, and I made mental notes last year when I hit flow about how easy it was and how almost unsettling it was because it felt new. And after Monday's call, I did the work, and when I woke up, my body was so relaxed and so at ease. The muscle tension was gone because if I have everything I want, then I don't have to be working and pushing and striving.
Yes. And that's when the energy flows, by the way. It's when you're relaxed. Any actor will tell you, and you know this, the first thing we learn is relax your body so the energy can move through it.
And basically I wanted to share that even though that can seem like it feels off or unsettling. It's just because we at times spend so much time on the push, on the negative, on the striving to get there, that we don't do as much rehearsal for how's it going to be when I get there.
Yes, and it's the feeling, again, I want to underline that word, it's the feeling of already having, already being there, already having created, that creates. So the more time you can live there, and in gratitude, thank you that I've already got it, thank you for this feeling, thank you for this joy, thank you that I'm there, and then you are.
Absolutely, and that prayer symbol combo runs through me like juice every time. Every time.
Yeah, it's very powerful. Thank you, darling, and you and Sally have a good time hooking up.
Great, and I took the time to listen to the call, and it's like, well, should you be working? It's like, no, this is what I'm doing, and certainly if I have everything, this is what I would do with my time. And lo and behold, the universe puts a connection in.
Yeah, and that's the way it works, guys. It will come to you in the most miraculous, weird ways, falling from the sky, literally. But you have to trust, and you have to hold the focus. Thanks, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, guys. This bloody program just goes too fast. All right, we're out of time. Boy, I didn't even make any announcements today. Well, you know Creation Station's coming up, and you know I'm going to be in London, and you know I'm going to be in Florida. So come see me wherever I'm going to be. I'm going to be in Wilmington, North Carolina this weekend for a sci-fi convention. If anybody's around there, come in and see me. In the meantime, guys, love yourselves. Love yourselves. Love yourselves more. Run around the house naked going, I love me. Until then, until Monday, go love yourself, because that's what it's all about. Because I love you. Bye.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.